Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, hope all is well. Welcome to the Steve Anderson Radio Show. Guys, hope you had a wonderful, wonderful day today and past weekend. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm going to be having co-hosts on and shortly, my younger brother, Scotty Anderson, former standout at Grambling State University, famous football player, Detroit Lions. I'm honored to say that. It's a blessing to say that, actually. At the same time, too, Ms. Deborah Gibson, she'll be joining the show. But before I get to the show, guys, I want to mention this right here. I met a gentleman today at the golf course this morning. He has a group. His name is Antonio M. Womack, okay? Antonio Womack, okay? He has a group. It's called the Eagle Hunters Golf Club. If you're in the South Florida area, okay? Or you have to be in South Florida if you come down and visit, right? So Eagle Hunters, it's called the Eagles Hunters Golf Club. And the email address is sepia5706@gmail.com. Okay. Call number you can reach him at is at 561-756. You know what? I'm going to hold up the phone. I'm not going to give the phone number. Sorry about that. But it's called the Eagle Hunters Golf Club. And you have a combination. You have a lot of female golfers. So for your female golfers, this is a great group to join, come out and participate, learn the golf game, and mingle with others and have a great connection. That's what golf does. Network, all positive people. And so, again, Eagle Hunters Golf Club. And, guys, so I'm going to give you a biblical verse before we get into the topic tonight. It's called the go to James, first chapter, 17 verse, okay? It echoes. It said, echoes the truth. Every good gift, every perfect gift comes from up above. I'm going to say it again. Every good gift, every perfect gift comes from up above. These gifts come down from the Father. So once we really believe that all the things we have ultimately belong to God, we can go forward into the practice of giving back to God. It's James 1 chapter 17 verse. Guys, too, for your listeners, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Steve Anderson Radio. And also to the call in live and to participate in the show, you can go to call the number 563-999-3665. You call in if you have an opinion about the topic, what we'll be discussing or any topics in the future. You can call in. That's the number. That number again is 563-999-3665. And the topic tonight, we get involved into the show, is the organic viewpoint of a full-time enrolled student slash athlete versus Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, at Jackson State University. Viewpoint saying in the press that he's swat. So we're a little clarification to you guys. We're going to talk to you guys tonight about SWAC, the conference, HBCUs, SEC. We're going to talk about Coach Prime, the things that he's achieved, what he's doing at Jackson State University. If you guys don't know, he's the head coach now at Jackson State University, HBCU, SWAC conference. And he go by the name Coach Prime at Jackson State. So we're going to get into that shortly. But let me give you a let me go to the definition, guys, of the SEC. Now, this is where Coach Prime actually played at. This is Florida State Seminoles, okay? Okay, it's called the Southeastern Conference. It's an American college athletic conference whose member institutional are located primarily in the South Central of Southeastern United States. Now, this was founded in 1933. Commissioner Greg Sankey, headquarters of Birmingham, Alabama. And if you look at the SEC, I was looking at it, I was saying to myself, oh, man, I wish we'd have played it when I was at Grambling with Coach Robinson, right? So if you look at who's in the SEC conference, actually, you're looking at the SEC conference. I'm going to get to that. Hold on 1 second. So the second was first formed, and the SEC was formed in 1933 with 10 members. And those members are Alabama, Auburn, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, LSU, Mississippi, Mississippi State, Tennessee, and Vanderbilt. Hold on 1 second, guys. Hello, hello. Thanks for calling the Stevenson Radio Show.
This is Deborah, HBCU Sweat, Gibson Westbrook in the house.
Ms. Gilson, let me tell you something. How you doing, young lady? How you doing?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed in the Lord and highly favored.
Oh, you are? Okay, so yes. Do you have a biblical term you want to give out then, since you're saying all that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It is Proverbs 22:1. I love Proverbs. I live in there. My grandfather raised me up in it. It says, a good name is more desirable than great riches.
Could you
and
say
it's
it
many
again,
translations.
Please?
Yeah. Yeah, a good name is more desirable. It says a good name is more desirable. There's another translation that says a good name is better than riches, but it's a lot of different translations. Good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver or gold. So, but yes, and that's that scripture that I rolled with, because every time Grambling's name came up for me in an interview, I got the job. Soon as they saw Grambling, the interview became all about the band, Eddie Robinson, the band. And I would be like, I said, well, what do I ask them at the end of the interview? My grandfather said, well, I say, he said, well, do I have the job? I said, well, do I have the job? Oh, of course you have the job. Soon as they saw Grambling, it was a wrap. I had the job.
Wow. Well, we're going to get into that tonight. Let me read off a few things here about the SEC. I'm going to explain to a lot of for our listeners out there around the world tonight, listening to the SEC. And then we're going to go to the SWAC, and we're going to go to HBCU. And, guys, I'm proud to have Ms. Deborah Gibson Westbrook on the phone, because she is – I'm telling you, we're going to talk about Ms. Gibson in a few minutes. But let me read this off. By the way, whether you're believers or not, and hopefully you are believers, you believe, but Proverbs is real. Proverbs will tell you what's going on between the next couple of days, what happened last week. It always hits you home. Whether you're going to church or were you passing by the church, you go to Proverbs, you're going to, it's really good. And at some point, too, we're going to do a show, too, a topic here, Ms. Gibson, about basically do you have to go to church all the time to believe in God, or just to make it to the next level, which is heaven? And I'm going to clarify that. Let's not get into that tonight. We're going to talk about that. I want to mess that up. Okay. All right. Let me read this right here. So it said the SEC was first formed in 1933 with 10 members: Alabama, Auburn, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, LSU, Mississippi, Mississippi State, Tennessee, and Vanderbilt. And when I read this out right, these names out right here, there's guys that play with all these schools, and that's something I wish we would have played them when I was at Grambling. Okay, the definition of SWAC, okay, because you know Deion Sanders, Coach Prime, he's SEC. That's his university that he attended and got drafted from, right? He went to SEC, went to Florida State Seminole. He was not in the SWAC, right? Okay.
Right.
The definition of SWAC, Southwestern Athletic Conference Association, NCAA, founded in 1920, Commissioner Charlie McLennan. All right. The Southwestern Athletic Conference, SWAC, is a collegiate athletic conference headquartered in Birmingham, Alabama, which is made up of historically black colleges and universities. That's why they call it HBCU, right? In the southern United States, okay? Those teams that we have in the HBCU and the SWAC conference, teams in the SWAC conference are Alcorn State University and Alcorn, Mississippi. I was actually recruited out there. Alcorn boy, man, it was like they basically did a play. Okay, University of Arkansas Pine Bluff, Grambling State University, and Pine Bluff is in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Sorry about that. Grambling is in Grambling, Louisiana. That's Grambling. A lot of people know that fact. Grambling University. Jackson State, Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, Jackson, Mississippi. That's the SWAC conference. That's the Southwest Athletic Conference. Now, we're going to get into, I'm going to explain to you guys what HBCU stands for, okay? Do you have a thing to say while me mentioning that right quick? Hold on one second. Hold on one second. Thanks for calling the Students Radio Show. Who do I have on the phone? Who is this calling?
Okay, I know this Scotty name. Anderson.
Scotty Anderson, my younger brother.
That's
my
Scotty?
Younger brother. Yeah. So,
yeah, we got the G-men in the house. The G-men and the G-girls are in the house.
Yeah, we were born in the sweat.
That's right.
So, thanks for calling in. I'm going to read this and then we're going to get into it. Okay. It says, what is an HBCU? Okay, HBCUs are a source of accomplishment and great pride for the African-American community as well as the entire nation. Okay, the Higher Education Act 1965, as amended, defines an HBCU as an historically black college or university that was established prior to 1964, whose principal mission was and is the education of black Americans, right? And that is accredited by a nation-recognized accrediting agency or association determined by the Secretary of Education to be a reliable authority as to the quality of training offered or is according to such an agency or associations making reasonable progress toward accreditation. HBCUs offer all students regardless of race, an opportunity to develop their skills and talents. And guys, you know, that's 107 colleges that are the United States are identified by the U.S. Department of Education as historically black colleges and universities. Southeastern Conference, okay, American Collegiate Athletic Association that grew out of the Southern Conference. That's 338,339 students that that's at a black HBCU. 20% of black college graduates earned their degree. Top-ranked 2021 HBCUs. Now, I don't know who did this calculation here, but it says Howard University. We give Howard the credit, okay? Everybody like Howard. Everybody loves some Howard. I don't know what they – hold on one second, guys. Hold on. Thanks for calling in for the Students and Radio Show. Who's calling?
I'm sorry, Steven. What's going on, man?
I don't know. Who is this? Is this Nate?
Yeah, what's going on, brother?
What's going on? This Tyron?
Yeah, what's happening, man?
Nothing, man. You on live radio.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, world?
Okay, that's right.
Yeah.
People, this is my cousin who was with this New Orleans Saints, got drafted, and also, too, played up in, Saskatchewan? Was it Saskatchewan? Canada?
Montreal.
This is my first cousin. Everybody thought he was, he looked like me on the football field, about the same height. He played at Grambling, wide receiver. So we've been blessed with the talent. He played at Grambling State University. He's true swag. He take it to the heart. He has Grambling on every weekend. Tyron Anderson, I'm glad you're enjoying the show, man. I'm gonna break this down. Let me see what you. I want you to hang on for a minute. Okay.
Yeah.
The top ranked 220 HBCUs is Howard University, Spelman College, Xavier University of Louisiana, Morehouse. Okay, that's wrong. We're not going to worry about that no more. I don't know who wrote that. All right, so, Tom, what do you think, man? Listen, man, it's so good to hear your voice. I'm glad you're on the show.
I know, man. Yeah, man. That was good to talk to you, man.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I have guys, I call him Snake. That's a nickname. That's a relative. So we have nicknames. In Louisiana, we're going to give you a nickname. You know, that's what we do. But what do you think about Coach – you know, I have Scott on the phone. Scott is on the phone right
now. Yeah.
Let me answer that question first. Organic viewpoint
first,
of a full-time enrollment student versus athlete versus Coach Prime's statement, Deion Sanders, in the press saying that he's swag.
First of all, I have not been a coach of a football team, but I have been a coach. I started coaching in high school, basketball, volleyball, softball. I mean, I've been coaching, and I didn't coach the football team, but I'm a Pop Warner mom, so I was helping the coaches, my son's team. My nephew retired from Green Bay Packers. I mean, I was coaching his behind. I mean, my uncle made me go to his games and stuff, so I got passes, the UFC games, all of that. So I can coach a football team, okay? I'm just putting my beard in again. How about that? Let me coach Grambling. They won't lose. So anyway, but as a coach, we have to lead by example. I saw that video. It was horrible. It was. Because what he has done is raised up a group of, and I'm going there, Antonio Brown. Now you're going to have a whole bunch of Antonio Browns going to the NFL because they think that's a flag. That's a flag, baby. That's poor sportsmanship. Okay, Eddie Robinson Jr., yeah, it was petty. He should have just took the handshake, don't took the hug, because that's sportsmanship. And so Deion was weeping. But then when Deion came back with the video, and I saw the video was raggedy, he got on a hoodie. He got a hoodie, which is negative when it comes to African-American. And then he got, I am swag. Who is swag on the back? I am swag.
Well,
and then his players are doing the same thing. So I just wanted to get that in real quick. As a coach, we should do by example, and it should be positive always.
But let me ask you a question then. You don't think he was kind to be trying to get that connection with the players? You don't think that was what it was?
That is not how you get a connection with a player. He had a connection with his players already. It had already been established. He'd been coaching his kids since they were little. I've known Deion. I met Deion when I was with MC Hammer before he became Prime. Didn't nobody know who he was. So he's been coaching his kids since they were like, you got me?
But,
so he had that established already.
So you saying that he's not swag?
Don't make me curse. No, he's not swag. We are swag. You're swag.
Okay.
Scotty's swag.
Okay,
I'm swag.
Okay,
your cousin
hold
is
on
swag.
One second.
We're swag.
Okay, hold on one second. Siren, my cousin Anderson. I heard somebody in the background. Make sure you guys be really, really still, because this live radio is very, very sensitive. It picks up everything. So someone is moving around. Y'all good now? Okay. So Siren, what do you think? What do you think about the topic, the viewpoint of the full-time enrolled student athlete versus Coach Prime's statement that he's swag? And we're gonna say, of course, you know. I would say this is going to say Coach Prime has done a wonderful job. We're going to brag on Prime now. We're going to brag on him. But what do you think about – how do you feel about that?
My view on the whole situation with Prime, people saying he's not swag. Like, just break it down like this, Steve. So, me, Scott, and Byron, you know, like, we grew up around swag our whole life, you know, watching you and Anthony play. We just saw the greats come through the hole. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I still remember where I was sitting at when Steve McNair and Kendrick Noah went at it. You know what I'm saying? Seeing you and you scoring touchdowns and stuff like that. So we've been swag all our lives. So
come on.
The situation with him and Eddie Robinson, I'm kind of iffy on it because I feel like Eddie shouldn't have reacted the way he reacted.
That's right.
Like, he broke it down what he do before every game. He'd be doing it since he was playing ball, right? He'd walk around the whole field, right. Jog around the whole field. It wasn't he didn't try to he wasn't trying to be disrespectful. It's just a ritual he always do before a game. I feel like Eddie Robinson handled it more professional than he did. He should have shook it and went about his business. But in reference for as them being swag, okay, he not old
right.
swag. Like Scott and Carlos say, he knew swag. You know what I'm saying? Because if he can help a kid in swag, I don't care where they come from, if you can, you know, boost the program, like you're saying, reaching out to the kids at their level, that's what Deion do whenever he put, you know what I'm saying, their social media handles on back.
There's someone's moving around. I didn't hear you. Someone's moving around a lot. You guys got to be still.
Yeah.
Make sure you guys be still. Okay, go ahead. Hello?
I think he's breaking.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I hear you a little bit. Hold on 1 second.
I'm still at work, but I just wanted to call in. That's probably me.
Okay, but no, that's a great point. I'm glad you called in. So I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, like, Deion doing that social media deal to reach out to the kids, because that's what's popping these days, you know what I'm saying? The social media is what's in, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to have that player and coach relationship, because if you can't draw your team in and they can't believe in you, they're not going to play for you. You know, they're not going to put their all into the game. Like, a lot of people don't understand coaches and player relationship is a major part of a team being successful.
Right.
And like a lot of these programs that not successful right now, you can tell there's no coaches and player relationship involved, because it's a video circulating right now where kids that's going to Grambling right now don't even know the fight song. Like,
yeah, it's a crying shame.
Play for Grambling. You know what I'm saying? Like, how can you play your heart off Grambling? You don't even know the fight song, bro. Like,
right.
It's unbelievable. I knew that when I was a kid, being around Steve and Anthony. Kid, I knew that, but that was grown inside of us from what we've seen and what we grew up on. You know what I'm saying? So that's my view. I ain't saying he not swag, but if he can do anything to improve the program and bring notoriety to swag, I consider him swag because he's helping the conference.
So we're gonna give him a badge. We're gonna probably let him be in the door a little bit. We'll let him in the door, but he's
right.
not officially in. But we'll let him. He can look in. All right, hey, I really appreciate you calling in, Byron. I really do, man. And we'll talk soon. I'm glad you called. I'm going to come up for homecoming, at Grambling homecoming,
okay.
And I want to talk to you about some radio stuff up there too. So I know you guys always do it major. These guys do it major at the homecoming. Yeah, they do. Guys,
anything you need, bro.
Yeah, man, they have – look at – and this guy here, guys.
Yeah, they got a buffet
style.
They
can do some gumbo. Go ahead.
See, I tell you the menu, okay. I tell you the menu this year. We have gumbo, red beans and rice, ribs, chicken, sausage, anything you want, man. We gonna...
I love it. Louisiana men.
Why you guys trying to mess up my diet? I'm trying to get my flat stomach for Jamaica. I'm trying to get ready for Jamaica, and you guys talking about gumbo.
Oh, it's just one day. It ain't one day gonna hurt.
No. Hey, listen. Hey, I'm glad you called in. I'm glad you called in, Darren. And look here. I'm going to. We'll see you soon at homecoming. All right, everybody. Love him. My cuz, Darren Anderson, played with the Saints. And Canadian finest and president, Darren Anderson. I really appreciate it, cuz.
That's right. What's up, G man?
So hold on 1 second. I have another call on the line. Who's calling? I have another call on the line. Steven's radio show.
This Carlos. This Carlos. Hey.
Hey, you know
what's
up? Hey, Carlos. You know I have Ms. Deb Gibson. Miss First Lady, but someone, let me see something, guys. Hold on 1 second. Okay. Everyone, what? I keep someone keeps moving. Okay. So, Carlos, this is my cousin. This is my other cousin. This is a reunion tonight. My cousin, Carlos Hicks, he's actually a coach at Jones Bahars High School. And actually, Carlos, he was the only one, in a sense, in the family that missed the swag, in a sense. So he's kind of like Deion Sanders in the sense he went
Let me fix it. This my thing. Number one, he a black man. So anything a black man is doing positive and helping kids, I'm all for it. I'm riding with him. But I don't agree or disagree when he said he was sweat. Because if you look at it right now, that is disrespect to the people who have paved the way for the sweat. And lived and died, RIP, no disrespect to nobody that's put in SWAC. I don't even have enough SWAC hours to be talking. I was there for 1 year, so I'm not claiming it. I'm not against it or none of that. But I just feel like the things he is doing for the SWAC, nobody else has done it. And they have had people with power to come through there. And they wasn't helping kids and improving the university, improving the city. You know, he brings revenue there. He's trying to change not just players, he's trying to change the city, the state of Mississippi, the whole conference of SWAC, including the NCAA also, to get them to see, wake up and see these kids. Because honestly, I played, so I know the SWAC has the best skilled people for sure.
Skill position all day long.
Don't get me wrong, the major D1s, they got the D linemen, but that's all they got.
They do now.
I just feel like if Deion ain't the SWAC, he is the new SWAC. Like, because you know how these kids in this era, they don't respect history. They don't understand who went through this and that to get you to that point today. They don't understand it. So in order for you to get their attention, you have to create something new. These kids don't want to hear nothing about back in the day, I did this or they did this or Joe Blow did that. It's going to go out one ear and not the other. So you're going to have to do something to get their attention. And it can't be old school. So, and that's one thing when he mentioned about the tradition. We have to break tradition. I think people took that in the wrong way. And what he means by that is, we have to jump on board and get on board with these other schools who are getting these TV deals, who are promoting their players on TV every day. So because all these kids believe is TV. So if they don't see Gremlin, if they don't see the Scotty Andersons scoring all these touchdowns, why would a team draft or buy his jersey or, you know, the business part of it? So that's one thing I hate, that speaking of Scotty, that he didn't receive the national attention that they are getting today. You know, but I don't want to get back, because I don't want to get too personal into this, because I look back and I'm not in the SWAC.
Get personal.
If all the so-called SWAC legendary, we down for the SWAC, I don't understand how we kill each other.
Right.
And I'm not talking about I'm talking about by promoting kids and helping them. And I was a player that got messed over. And it's a lot more. I'm just going to speak for myself. I ain't going to say nobody else's name, but I know a million more. But we had SWAC or black coaches. They're not taking care of their kids like how they should be. And that's why I applaud Deion, because I know for a fact if I would have played for a coach like that, I probably wouldn't be talking to y'all today, because I'd be having so much – I'd probably be in a meeting or something or getting some sleep for practice tomorrow. I mean, I'm just saying I would have made it, you know.
Right.
When you don't have any coaches that's pulling for you, those things, that's something that the fans or the outsiders don't see, how coaches – staff players in the back, you know, without a kid even knowing, all he's doing is putting his life on the line, you know, and trying to help you win the game. And at the same time, you stabbing him in the back, not promoting him, trying to help him get to the next level because you're scared he's going to be bigger than you. You know, so I ain't going to spend all y'all time.
Can I answer that?
You can ask me anything.
Okay. Because you guys are younger than me, and Doug Williams' oldest daughter is my goddaughter, and I was there because Doug did. It's okay because Emerson Walls and I were classmates.
Even speak on that right there.
No.
Hold on. What is she saying, Carlos? I got to mute her for a minute.
Oh,
she was
something about what Doug Williams and Everson Walls were trying to do, but I don't know.
Okay, well, make sure, let me get back on the phone, get online. Make sure that you let everybody know, too, where you play ball at. Like, you just not no chump now. I mean, you have to play ball, too, to know the ins and outs, too. So I don't mean to say that as a chump, but no, go ahead. But let me make sure. Let me put Deborah. Go ahead, because I want to have Carlos to hit.
Gremlins football team got a lot of visibility because of the coach long before Dion came. Then when Doug Williams became a student at Grambling, it got even more attention. Well, the band also brought a lot of attention to Grambling. So many students, and I'm talking about for me, I was one of the ones. Dr. Williams helped us. Grambling would have had their own TV show long time ago, and I'm telling you what I know, not what I heard. I've worked with the Walker, the Norris Family Films for many years. I've worked with Marla Gibbs. I worked with a lot of people, but the leadership of that university says a lot. If your president of your university is not an alumni of the university, that causes a lot of problems too, because for Grambling, we didn't have presidents who were alumni of Grambling. So those of us who could have come back and did a lot of stuff, I was way ahead of Tyler Perry and Babyface's wife, who is Dion's girlfriend. I was way ahead of them, but I got kicked in the stomach, in the side, in the curve. Every time we're trying to do it, we got kicked in the side. So there were those who were trying, but our president were not Grambling alumni, and that created problems for those of us who were trying to come back. I just want to throw that in.
Go ahead, Carlos. Glad I know where you play ball at, too, Carlos.
Well, first, I played at Grambling from 98 to like 99, you know, under Doug Williams, you know, and I transferred to ULF so I mean, I started there at Lafayette, so that ought to tell you if I started at Lafayette, I should have started at Grambling. But, you know, we're not going to get it, because it ain't about me. We want to talk about this Dion issue and this Grambling, whatever. I mean, who trying to help, whatever Ms. Deborah said.
But you're saying a lot of HBCU coaches are all that old tradition.
They're not promoting their players. They're not promoting their players. What Dion just say? I'm wake up motivated. I'm here to help somebody, bless somebody, and try to help them get to the next level. Let me tell you something. If from this I do know, from at least 98, from 98 up to now, if Grambling head coaches or people that was in power was doing the right thing, Grambling would still have the most players in the NFL as of today. That's how many players that came through there that should be playing in the NFL or should be retired now.
And I agree.
I'm 1,000% agree. I make up one right now. This how everybody say we swag, we do this, or we Gram fam. Why Scott? And I hate to bring this up, but because his brother is his show. But how Scott Anderson's name is not in the? How he not retired? How he not in the Hall of Fame? Let's go there with that. But we all together though. We Gram fam, we this and that. I'm not included. I look on the internet and I see Gram fam and I see you bragging about the people in power that's running the university. They are leaders. Leaders do the right thing. And that's something that Dion is doing. And he done told me he trying to
thick, everything from ticket sales to he needs to know how many tickets were sold, how much money. He want to see every red cent because he knows some of it be going elsewhere and they doing the wrong. We ain't going to get into all of that. But
did you see the coverage that LA News did, Carlos? My question is, did you see the footage that they did on the Anderson brothers, Channel 8 News? Did you see that?
That ain't good enough. That's 20 years later. KNOE did that.
You're absolutely right.
Okay.
Do you know who did that?
Hold on one second.
How is his name not in the Hall of Fame? I don't understand. It's players that played after him and with him, before him.
Exactly. Okay. But do you know who made arrangements for Channel 8 News to do that interview?
But hold on a second. Deborah, don't worry about talking about that right now. Don't worry about talking about that.
No, it's just a question.
But that's not necessary. Hold on one second.
That's not the point. That's 20 years ago, late, you know. They should have put that on the news or something when he got drafted. That was the third brother, just like the Manning brother, you know. But guess what? You know, we bring up this race issue and this and that, but one thing about it, I'm just speaking as blacks, and I'm not a racist person. Far from me. I love everybody. So this racist – The Caucasians, the Mannings, they did the right thing. They appreciate greatness. They appreciate this and that. Blacks, if three kids go to the league, three brothers, hey, where do that happen at?
Well, you know, unfortunately.
Because our leadership have not been people who cared about us. That's why. And the KNOE, I made the phone call. But guess what? 30 years ago, Jeffrey Gibson could have been there doing the television production and stuff. But when your leadership is not Grambling alumni, and I'm not just talking about the football team. I'm talking about it starts with the president. So our president have not been Grambling alumni. And most of them have not even been from the SWAC. So they could care less about us. So those of us who were trying to come back and do, I came off the MC Hammer tour. I came off a major tour to come back to this university in 94 to start the TV production. But it didn't happen, so that's what I'm saying. What you're saying is right, but I just wanted to make sure that you understood. Yeah, and it was 20 years later, but I could have done that for the Anderson brothers.
I wasn't saying it wasn't appreciated. That was great. I watched it. I recorded it. On DVO, I appreciate it. Whoever orchestrated it, that was appreciation. You know, and
Thank you.
My family, I would like to see other kids that deserve that or could have been there get that chance. And with the things that people don't know that goes on behind players' back in a locker room, people don't understand it. Just like how you brought up Antonio Brown, you really don't know what Antonio Brown is going through or what he went through before all of this came about. You know, people have trauma in their life. Just because they got a bunch of money and you see them scoring touchdowns, that don't mean nothing. You don't know what's going on their job, just like I don't know what's going on your job. You know, they go through things, man. You know, money don't make it better. I listen to him on Pivot, and the things I heard him say, which he couldn't have been telling no story, and I'm not talking about recent. I'm talking about when he was in Pittsburgh. That's not right. You know?
Let me ask you a question.
Ben Roethlisberger talked to you like that. You know, they let him get off a rape case when he rape somebody, but don't nobody talk about that. But we'll dog Antonio Brown up. Just
well, you don't listen to the women.
And he didn't want, and I don't agree with it. I don't agree with what he did. I wouldn't do it either, but I'm not going to judge him off of what he did because I don't know what somebody said to him. Everybody not going to react like how everybody's supposed to react or how you react. You know, all food tastes different to everybody. That's why everybody got a different social, different blood type. Everything's going to be different. So we shouldn't judge people off of their reaction. We need to try to help them. Not talk about them and down them. Because guess what?
Now, I wasn't talking about Antonio. You know, I wasn't being negative about Antonio.
No, I'm not talking to you in general.
Yeah,
I'm talking about everybody.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
So you're saying that you were saying something about the HBCUs, but we're not haven't been supporting our players. So, like, so basically you're saying if some of us were going to an SEC college where Deion Sanders went, that would be a different you look at the Manning brothers that's right there next door to us in Mississippi, okay? And and people know me. I don't talk about this. I just do my golf. I just go about my business. None of my brothers, we talk about this. And, Carlos, I mean, I'm glad you brought it up. That's maybe we can have a show about this some other time. But it would be – that's why I see where the coach from Alabama, what he's upset about, because he understands the struggle of an HBCU. We're going to get into that versus going to an SEC, you know, Florida State Seminole. They saying, okay, Anderson, some of them don't know who the hell we are. Don't even know.
Stevie, you know, like, don't go well. If you, Anthony, Scotty had gone to LSU, I'm going to just use LSU as an example. If you guys had gone to LSU, y'all would have had your own movie long time ago. If you guys had been three, same high school, it would have been a movie.
We got to break tradition. That's what we got to do. We can't be out here up against them.
Okay, so
we got to work together. Black, white, green, yellow, Chinese, Vietnamese, American, we all got to work together.
That's what Coach Sanders is doing too. Coach Prime. Sorry, Coach Prime is doing in Jackson State.
Teach everybody.
Okay. So I'm going to let Scotty. Scotty, could you want to chime in on something?
I'm listening. Yeah, you need to say something. Yeah, he do.
Yeah, he going to call me and talk. Well, we, you know, they have us go to, we were raising swag. What we saying, I think what he's saying, this, yeah, he got to be in the new swag because the old swag left when Eddie Robinson left. It's old.
Yeah.
That was over the end. We can't talk to Eddie Robinson. That's old. So what he said, I think Dion, they just took what he was saying. You know, he do it so just like jogging around the field. The stuff he be doing, if you don't understand, you'll take it the wrong way. But that's just what he do. But it can't be the old swag, man. We staying close to a dorm, man, nothing to eat, wearing them old raggedy sweatpants to the class. He went to the combine in a limo.
They don't want to work tonight.
See, that's why Grambling And we, you know, and Stephen Wright, don't nobody know us. I walk around as a, don't nobody know me. You'll know my name, but you don't know me. They got the kids up here, got tigers on the back of the uniform. Well, everybody's not the same, man. That's just the way they will put the name on the jersey. This is not 93, well, 43, the way they got them coaching. They're grounding off for winning. We up there losing and trying to see who graduated to go over. No, football is football, and they're making it harder. And Grandma, I think you should have people know where the coach is right. He was right. He not swag, and he right. He right. He not, because he, if he was swag, we probably wouldn't even know who he is. He, you know, he wasn't he ain't no swag. He lying now. But he is swag. Yeah, he is swag, though. See, they both right. That's why judges get a lot of money, because they got to see both sides. You can't just jump on one. He right. D.L. right. Cause
he the
top, so. That's what I would
swag.
Say, you know. Yeah, that's just like, you know, you can't go back. And Master P can have a whole new no limit, but it, the old school people now, it's just a Eddie Robinson. I think it left with Eddie Robinson. But the coach is right, because the coach looking at it, if he played at Florida State, we would know. We just not knowing Eddie Robinson Jr. name till this happened. And he's
but,
gone to the NFL from a black HBCU back in 94, and we just not hearing his name. And then
right.
What we do here is now we got this Eddie Jr.
God,
you
ain't
you man, come on, man. Y'all don't see what's going on. But if it wasn't for D.L. coming back with that, because Sonic been booming. I've been going to Jackson State games. I've gone to – I went to the Bayou Clash from 1979 when I was born all the way to think I missed 2005. But, you can't be swag. I think that's over with when Eddie Robinson got up out of here. But the new swag, he is swag. I think it's just a new thing because he's doing – he didn't have to come do it either. You know, ain't nobody else doing that. You know, I look on here, Grambling, we had Eddie Robinson. That's who Swack is, and that's all that is. He y'all might see him tonight playing with that Swack with him, because he really meant that and woke Steven them up with a cowbell, and they just went to bed at 3. They waking up at 4. People don't know about all
that's
that.
Right. That's right. That's right.
And see, like, Grambling, we gone. We get one little game on the Bayou Classic. And you go to a black university, you better hurry up and score a touchdown, because we go to Dallas, the people leaving at halftime because they're going to the club and going trying to get out of traffic. And you're already not being seen, so you're going to score 100 touchdowns or you ain't play nobody. That's the first thing. So you can't say you swag because they'd have said your stats wasn't nothing. You wouldn't have been so because you got a lot of guys supposed to made it, and you supposed to know them. You don't even know who they are because they never got the chance. We up there playing, and Anthony Stevens playing, they were playing in, they practice in the same cleats they play in. That's why they was spatting the cleats. And then everybody want to take it because it looked good, but shit, that cleats about to come apart.
That's the truth. No, that's the truth.
Y'all, everybody got tape on the cleats. You see what I'm saying? It's just the
truth.
So you can't really go back and say you swear, because we probably wouldn't know no Deion Sanders' name if you go on to Alcorn down there. You know they ain't got nothing going down there in Alcorn, Mississippi. Man, Jerry Rice is running. He had to run up out of there. So it's a different struggle. If McNair went second pick it from Alcorn, what pick would he go and go to LSU? And we can't just compare that, but yeah, we can, because they compare when we go to jobs and somebody, a doctor or a nurse, and they look at the, you went to Grambling or you went to all that old stuff. They go on. We can't say it don't go on. Yes, it do. Yes, it do. It go on. And I'm all for it, because if I'd have known, I probably would have turned my car away from Grambling if I'd known all this going on. Because this is exactly what he's doing. All that black power G-man, I cool. But I ain't, what am I in? All of your black time, we go to Grandma because our parents sent us to Grandma, and then I'm going to go up here and play football for all black universities, and then when I want to go to the NFL and tell Mr. White Man to give me some money. Man, come on, man. See what I'm saying? But we don't know that we're going because our people told us to go. And like you said, when you do go,
right.
Shit, they get Michael Vick to come talk. And I'm 20 minutes down the road. See what I'm saying?
And
so,
somebody
told me, yeah, and I know Vic. I come out cool. I come out with him in the draft. At the end of the day, that Grambling, I love it to death, but was the money. And you can, and this ain't got nothing to do with football. It ain't got nothing to do with, it's whether you're a nurse, you could be a doctor. You got people, and people just because you don't have to play football to be swag. Erykah Badu, swag. That's who swag. She was.
And Erykah Badu is my first cousin.
That's what I'm saying. That's swag. That's what people say when you say I'm swag. Now, you're not that because you got to go through that struggle and go eat that can and walk around with some big old books and go over here and do all this stuff with no nothing. Now, you go to Grambling now. When I was up there, we four people to a room. You go up there now, they got the car, they got Chick-fil-A, the Panda Express. I was the Panda Express when I was up there, too. Because at the end of the day, that ain't paying no bills. All that old stuff is cool, but at the end of the day, who cutting your check? Because when we do get some HBCU people getting a good high power, they whiter than the man gonna do better than that.
You better
so when you do get a power as a black man, you might as well just turn green. So I understand both sides. You know, we go to all this, where everybody at? And like you said, they hire people like the president. Like the president, they hire people. You need to have people that know about their struggle. You know, we Steve and Anthony done all that running hard, man. You go back to Blair Hardy, Vince Dave, Norman Bradford. Man, Norman Bradford has $100 million contract we play. But why in Carlos they've got all these boys?
Had
these
to get
boys
going.
Their job, they're playing good.
I had to get
them
going.
But Grambling haven't ever signed nobody from John Burr hard, and you can throw a rock and hit John Burr. I bet there's not nobody on Grambling or from Arcadia, Grambling or John Burr, and it's right there. We want to go out way out here to California, Wisconsin, wherever they're going. That stuff good for hockey and all that, man. You got to get the people right here, you know. And like you say, nobody don't listen to all that old school, go over here meeting at 5, and man, ain't nobody listening to that. You got to get in there with the ball. And if every team had every HBCU had a Deion Sanders, shit, well, nobody go to Alabama LSU the way he got to go. Nick Saban's going to get it. He's tired of taking a player like that. But, you know, that's just the new way. Deion, he's the new thing. You know, how we hear about Eddie Robinson Jr. after this happened? That's what I heard about. Then they got everybody saying it's Eddie Jr. And I'm knowing that Eddie Jr. played a couple years out of here. Like, and then you find out it's not like, why did it happen to happen like that, you know?
Right.
Whereas the coach,
right.
I understand the coach, you know, I understand him because, you know, if he'd gone to this school, he wouldn't have. So it's just that you have to understand both sides and stop, you know, because Carl is right about them kids. Them kids now, this man, these kids, that, man, they, man, what, these kids over here call me NBA player. That's how throwback I am. They don't know that. These kids, when they born, they heard I'm playing in the NFL from their parents, but they don't know. They have to see it. You're not on YouTube and relevant. They not care about when we went to school in 93, man. They not. They just not listening. And I'm going to get off of here, but I was looking at the draft. Grambling had a player drafted every year from 1961 to 1995. Every year, but we ain't talked about that. Every year, y'all, that's almost 30-something. That's 30-something from 61 to 95. Then it stopped for 6 years. And then I got drafted 01. You had Petway, Kenneth Petway, 05. You got Jason Hatcher, 06. And 2017, Chad Williams. So four people in the last 22 years. But 7 years prior to that, every year let's come back to the coach. See, Eddie Robinson, he was, and Deion Short, that's all he saw. He said he's swag because look what he's doing. He's not swag. He can never be that. You know, y'all know what we're saying, but, I mean, this is like Grambling. Anybody else, they got to get it spiced up, baby. My mama told me, ain't nothing back there. Don't look behind. Shit, them kids don't know nothing about all them old, eating, trying to eat that little, you remember Spivey? Miss Deborah, I know you know about Spivey.
$1.50
man,
for a lead quarter and a piece of toast.
Piece of light, bro, and he's gonna have a stain on the bottom of it. I come John Bahar at Car Coach Hicks. They not even recruiting us. They going off far off and then wonder why. Well, we ain't winning. Well, you getting hockey player?
And no fans, no fans, no fans, no fans.
St. Grove or Pleasant Hill or Sim versus somewhere that's picking, shoot, probably, what's they picking cotton? Because that's how I feel when you go to one of these HBCUs, and I love it. I love it to death, but boy, look here, what a money is. So we got to stick
hard,
together.
Man.
When we make it as an HBCU, when we make it, we got to come back, man. Dion, we talking about Dion. Dion ain't go through there and come back. So we just can't say nothing. He ain't have to come through there. Dion, say, you think Dion ever got time to stop in Jackson, Mississippi? Man, if I was Dion, stop in Jackson, Mississippi and do what? Man, now we ain't going brim fishing. So you got to, you know, he doing good with that, but he not sweat, Ms. Dion. Now, he not, because I think, now you got to, now I seen Steve and them come through there, man, shoot. Now, it's a struggle. You know, you driving the bus way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we drove to California. Did we call it, did we? Shit, we probably did. To play Western State.
Yeah.
I think we drove. Now, what that look like? From Grambling? I might be wrong. We did fly. I don't remember. We drove out there with sweatpants. Man, that's 30-some hours. So that's the
sweatpants. That's almost 2,500
miles. Then they get you to perform. Hey, you stay in a hotel for one night, maybe, a half a night.
Man, you
stay
in a hotel for one night. Then they take you down to that buffet. I still remember going down there. They're being just a cheat, stealing the check. Then we want to talk about all this black power. And man, the coaches ain't doing the right thing. The coaches at Alabama, Coach Saban not trying to smash the cheerleader. I hate to say it like that, but he ain't doing that. You know, we do this black power stuff, but we don't represent it. Okay, we got me, Steven, and we played. Mama went to school with Willis Reed, a.k.a. with Dubai, went to Ruston High. She went to Ruston High. I done been at Eddie Robinson High 2-3 times. He done been all down in Jonesboro. You go up there, you play, you score 100 touchdowns. And, man, shit, man, you got to Google me. Shit, you still ain't going to find me. So it's like, you know, we do all
they
that.
They can now. They can find you now.
What we going to do? All these talking.
No,
man,
no, Scotty, they can find you now. They can find you now. They can find you now.
But we wouldn't. What I'm saying, we wouldn't be in the positions we're in. Like Carla said, he wouldn't be everybody looking here. I scored a million touchdowns. And how you retired and you – look, the football is the only place you can retire and you still need a job.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And to make it there,
right.
Grambling, we got 30 years of people getting drafted, 4 people in the last – no, that's a problem. That starts from the president, the coach, all the way down. Grambling known for – you know, we know for standing up. We go to the game. You might as well take your shirt off when you come out of the game. Throw it in the trash. Nobody don't see you. Done got beat 10-0. And you walk around and grab a shirt on the five. No, man. You're not worrying me. You know? Man, if we had, man, look, we had that up there going, practice don't look like a game. You put the DJ out there. You got DJs that practice in the NFL. Why not playing music? Grambling up there, go over there, just be quiet and do the right. Ain't nobody doing the right thing. Y'all got these kids not. They just not. You know, you got to know how to get on there with them.
So you're saying those slave motors gone, right?
Man, that's over with, man. Man, ain't nobody doing that, man. They're going to have them coaches out there playing and stuff. They're playing. Man, when Grambling plays Jackson State, every player on Jackson, on Grambling team, I bet you all of them want to be on Jackson State team. Before the game. You already know. You see what I'm saying? So,
we know how they act. We know what they're thinking.
They need to have practice. Well, they walking dead around now, man. You know, all that movie talking and all that old Eddie Robinson gone. Everybody trying to play that role. That's all with, man. Even Doug Williams left and went to the league and got the twist in his head. No, he's getting young. You got to get young, get low. My dad told me, you don't do it. You party. Yeah, I don't know. Now, we're not going to go back. We ain't going back like no throwback now. So that's what the kids need. Because You can't lose the whole color. We got to get this stuff straightened out. I understand what they're saying, but like Coach said, them kids, they not listening to it these days, baby.
So let me ask you a question, Carlos. Carlos, what do you think before you even the last comments before I let you go off, let you off the show? I guess he's off. Okay.
Did he go off? Okay.
Thanks for calling the Steve Anderson Radio Show. Thanks for calling the Steve Anderson Radio Show. Who's calling?
This is Denmark.
Denmark.
Steve?
Denmark. That name sounds way familiar, Scott. You know that Denmark, that's a swag player right there, Scott. Denmark.
Yes, sir. Mr. Steve Anderson. Good to hear from you, brother.
Man, you too, man. You too. I got Miss Deborah Gibson, wonderful first lady of Arkees and all that. She is all
that's
that.
Right. I'm the original.
Gibson, and I got you, Denmark, go ahead. Talk to me. What do you think about this?
I think that it's interesting that, just like your brother was saying about how that exchange took place,
right?
For all of this to start to be a discussion at this point, because you know as well as I know that the struggles that we had to go through, you know, as student athletes at Grambling State University, especially the team coming from Jonesboro Heights High School, you know, and being the most outstanding player in the state championship, having, you know, some sort of recognition going into recruitment and all of those different things, but having loyalty to the soil that you're from and the roots that helped you develop who you are, so you stay in the, you know, in that area, you know, just like your brother did before you, and you went on to be successful, but it was a lot of fights and a lot of things that you had to go through to get to that point where you actually got a chance to play against a Deion Sanders, who is actually doing a great thing, but he did not have to go through what you went through to be able to be on the platform, to be able to play on the highest level in the game. And it's a difference.
Right.
But at the same time, just like your brother was saying, it's two sides of it, and he's doing something that a lot of guys who came from the SWAC who had success that may not have been willing to do that due to, you know, different things, politics and all of the different things that contribute to a decision, you know, like that, to go back and dedicate that much time to it. But no, he doesn't have the same story and the same narrative that you have in that perspective coming from where we came from at Grambling State University. It was a very challenging environment when you start talking about, are you going to be able to make it to the NFL? Because the recognition that you receive and the accolades, even though you were at a pretty known school for getting guys to the NFL, it still was challenges because they look at the competition level, they look at the degree of difficulty when you start talking about competition and the techniques that you use and the coaches that you're receiving the information from. So they don't give you, and I think from watching your films and seeing you as a player and knowing, you know, your abilities, I think that you were on the level of a Power 5 type of receiver.
I have letters I'm going to present later at some point, because I had Texas A&M, I had a lot of big schools, man, Auburn, I had a lot of, but, you know, like I said, we're talking about me tonight, you know, but we stay quiet, we're humble people, we don't talk about it, but, you know, Denmark, I have your teammate on the line too. I got Scott on the line. So Denmark played football, guys, at Grambling State University. Denmark, what are you doing right now, Denmark? You want to tell us about you? Let everyone know around the
right
world
what
you do.
Almost a decade, I spent coaching football here in Baton Rouge. After I was done playing, I worked with my dad for a while. I was with your brother a while, you know, trying to figure things out, you know, after college. Mm-hmm. And I just decided that once I was done playing and I got my degree, that I'd come back home and I start coaching and getting right. into some entrepreneurial endeavors and different things like that. So I've been familiar with the recruiting process. I've seen coaches come back from Grambling, and I've just been working. My goal was to help guys get scholarships and reach the heights that I know that they could reach as far as their skill set and their potential. That was my goal, because I know that it was difficult for me. I had other schools that were looking at me going into my recruitment process, but after I learned from the guys that actually had the opportunity to go to the league, I knew enough information about what I can do to help these kids for sure get scholarships to not only a HBCU, but maybe a FBS school, a Power Five conference school, or some, you know, along those lines where they could showcase their talents and their abilities and their skills because I know how challenging it is coming from where we come from as black men. So that was my goal.
My brother
ended up getting a coaching job at McKinley High School, where Eddie Robinson went to high school. And he was the head coach, and he brought me in. I was his defensive coordinator last year. We did not so well. It was his first time around as a head coach, but we did enough for him to, you know, gain some experience as a head coach. And I had won a state championship and did a lot at Southern Lab, my high school where I graduated. In 2015, we won state. 2016, we won state. We had went to state in 2014, but as the defensive coordinator, my first year as DC, we won the state, and a lot of guys got scholarships, and then the following year we won, and I transitioned from that to go to Capital and coach and do the defensive coordination there. Then I went to McKinley, and now I'm just training DBs on my own right now, and I started a moving company. I'm focusing on more entrepreneurial stuff.
Right. How can someone find you on Instagram? We're going to leave you a link, and I'm going to go ahead and leave the link where people can follow
Instagram.
You.
Yeah, Instagram. Okay. I'm Denmark Reed. So I'm just about to start, you know, putting a lot more content on my Instagram and then my different business pages. But my whole goal is to just stay in touch with you know, you guys who I know are doing positive
Absolutely.
Things, and we always,
Absolutely.
You know, been in touch, you know, and we know we workers, we grinders, we always ambitious and driven. So, you know, I just like to tap in, especially when it's my folks that, you know, got some good stuff going on, man.
I love it. I'm glad you called
in. Yeah, Steve, I appreciate it, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
man,
you so much.
Sure,
and
bro.
Yeah. So
right,
we're going to talk
with
you then. Thanks for calling in. And I'm going to go ahead and
course,
let some guys right. off. Time run out. All right. Thanks again.
I got you.
Much love.
All right,
yeah. Carlos, you want to go ahead and send the closing thoughts?
Hey, y'all hear me? Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
You hear me now?
There.
Oh, yeah. I ain't got any close. Well, I just let's touch back up on the subject. But, man, you know, hey, I want to touch on that subject with the Alabama State game. With the why did you feel Deion Sanders was wrong for this?
Oh, that's for Deborah, right?
Who said Deion was wrong?
Or anybody that need to call in, you know, like my pregame ritual is to jog around the field and, you know, mark my territory. That's what real dogs do anyway, you know, and stick to it. And what's wrong with it? But let me ask you this then, Steve. This is what I wanted to ask you. Scott, are you here too?
Yeah, hold on a second
yeah.
before you call us.
Yeah,
I met some calls while ago. There's a lot of calls came through.
Hey, nah,
if you
want to
call back.
Hold on one second.
Okay, so for your callers, if you want to call in live, 563-999-3665. As a lot of calls came through at the same time, I couldn't get to you. But if you want to call back, go ahead and call back. Now, go ahead, call us. Go ahead. What were you asking?
You hear me? You hear me now?
I hear you.
Okay, Scott, I'm talking to you and Steve. Okay, if I'm playing against y'all, and all throughout the week I've been saying this, whatever, y'all don't like it. you know, y'all don't like what I'm saying. You feel like I'm bragging or whatever. And then, full pregame, if I see y'all, if when I come out the locker room, y'all ain't going to say nothing to me?
Yeah, I'm going
to
say something
to you.
Are you going to let me do all of this and then after the
game?
No,
I ain't going to do that.
Thank you. And then number two,
I'm not even going to shake your hand.
If you did all of that, I'm not going to shake your hand either. I know it's sportsmanship, but you didn't show none.
I really don't like to shake your hand. We compete. We can talk about that later because you have too many coaches that be fired up. Like, you know, back in the day, they gone on. You know, Shannon Sharpe said something about it on there. They waved. All that is just too much. We're going to shake hands and you just embarrassed.
I'm still shaking your hand, but if you do something I don't like, I'm not even going to come close to you. I'm going to avoid that confrontation. But number one, I'm going to handle that on the field. What goes on in the field and in the locker room stays there. It don't go to the media. That's the number one rule in football. Only women run back, and no disrespect, but they run back to the media. You don't run back. And what I mean, I'm calling Eddie Robinson Jr. a female because you don't run back to the media. Man to man, you handle that. You should have handled that at midfield, right then.
No, you can't. You can't
tell me, Steven Scotty, that if I be talking to y'all, when y'all see me on the field, you might not say nothing to me in the street, but you see me on that field, you finna hug. You finna let me know how you feel.
That's what the field is for.
That's the field. That's why I can let it go.
If you don't want to be on the field, they had me and cheerleaders too. You can go throw the girls up in the stands. I mean, up in the stands.
My point on that was I just didn't like how he handled it, and I think Deion handled it the right way, and I ain't side with Deion, but Deion is, he getting it going. We need more coaches getting it going like that. That's all I'm saying. We need more coaches getting it going. Black or white, green, Chinese, Vietnamese, we need all coaches getting it going, getting these kids excited, showing it to them, because a lot of them don't see that, and that's the only time that they're going to get a chance to see stuff like that, you know, or get an enjoyment, a 4 or 5 hours of enjoyment, of eating and practicing and having fun and learning life and getting disciplined at the same time. You know, we need
that. That's a beautiful
Well,
listen,
and, you know, I know I got a lot of people that disagree with what I do, but I tell you what, I feel like Grambling had a chance to hire the same type of coach that would have let Deion know from the get-go and be having Grambling rocking. And I'm not against the coach they got now, but you can't get mad because they got a flashy coach, but at the same time, you had the same chance to hire him. You had a same chance to hire a different coach that could match or do better than what he's doing. But you chose what you chose. So let's deal with it.
These kids want to see some diamonds, man. They want to see it. They want to see it.
I'm
they get all
you,
that.
Man.
They don't
want
to put on no seats no more. The preacher don't even put on seats.
Hey, and I played at Grambling. And I played at the practice. I was on them practice fields, man. When I got to Lafayette, it was like, and that didn't even, they're mid-major. It was like I went from the ghetto to the suburbs, man. Man, the game field and the practice field is the same. Man, hey, then you get Scotty throwing me 10 or 12 per cleat, so I was already in the league. Steve, you gave me the truck.
Hey, man, we got to have a conversation, too, next time on these cliques, man, where what spec come from, because them boys cliques. And Steven, they were still running.
Man, I didn't know that, bro. I thought that was a style thing.
No, they had the same pair of cliques, man.
And that's the only way you're going to keep that shoes on there, too, is to wrap it like that.
And how you going to want the man to support you if you're saying it's an all-black university? So ain't it
That's what Deion meant. You got to change tradition. We got to get with these We got to join other conferences. Not we, because I'm not the SWAC. I'm just a fan.
There you go, though. You're right, Carlos.
To join these other conferences and get these TV deals and these meal tickets that they are giving out. We got to drop
how we
going,
gonna
well,
get
how
them?
We deal and what we went through.
How we going to get them if we all black?
Man, we got to come together, man.
Nah,
hey,
we gotta be an Oreo cookie.
Hey man, when I was at Gremlin, I got my refund check in November. When I got to Lafayette, man, I got my refund check 3 weeks before school started. they do the paperwork right then. They don't let it sit up.
We be wanting to stick together and do all even with the gun violence and everything else, but we not showing it. You know, we talking good, but it ain't showing up.
Ruining kids' life. That's what I want to talk about.
You
know
you got to do a part two of this show.
And this coach over here hating because he's going to be bigger than him and kill his old in the grave legacy. That's what I want to talk about.
Let me say something real quick. Stevie, my nephews,
I have
two nephews at Ruston High School right now. One, I sent to you the picture. Justin is offense and defense. He's quarterback and wide receiver. And my other nephew is defense, and they're over there with, of course, our former head coach who is winning and kicking butt at Houston High School. So I just wanted to share that with you guys because Steve already knew because I had shared it with him. And again, I see things different because I'm a female and we do see things different. And you guys are right. I'm everything that you guys are saying are right. And the one thing that the SWAC schools, which are the HBCUs, are going to have to do is stop kicking those of us who are trying to combat, kick us in the side because the women get kicked in the side more. So I'm just saying, and Stevie, no, we've been communicating for a long time, and we have tried. So that's another thing that has to happen because we have connections, we do, and we have people that could come and help. But when you're constantly kicking us in the stomach, I mean, what you think we're gonna do? We're gonna go over to Louisiana Tech. I started grad school at Louisiana Tech when I left Grambling.
Right, and I think the thing is, too, what Carlos is saying, and Scotty, I'm about to do a part two of this because, like you said, because I'm not even on page five yet, and I have, like, probably, like, seven more pages, eight pages to go. I haven't got to it, but we'll do a part two. But let me say this is that, like, Carlos is saying, and for your listeners out there, like, me and my brothers, we've always been humble. We've been through a lot. And I was going to And I was going to mention that, too, about at the closing arguments. I'm going to say something about what when you're doing good, how a lot the devil, he just acts the fool, you know. But I'm going to say this. I have letters from Mississippi State, Auburn, Alabama at home, just letters. But I chose to go to Grambling. And what Carlos is saying and Scott was saying and Miss Deborah, that's been going on, guys, for the HBCUs, and I'm glad that Coach Sanders, Coach Prime, is bringing it to light. He's bringing it to light because in reference, though, you know, you see, like you say, the coach, you have to kind of handle it different. You don't have to shake his hand. You can just left because we know how he feels inside. And like Scott had mentioned earlier, he said that, you know, Coach Prime came in a limousine to the combine. You know, that's not going to happen under no HBCU. They probably let you in the combine. You know, they probably, you know, it's like, okay, you coming from this black university, come up over here. Because when you're dealing with people all across the world, nationality-wise, right? And that's what I love. But you understand this, too. This is what I do a part two. Because, Scotty, you played with Coach Steinburn's nephew, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kornblau. People didn't even know that Kornblau. They remember Kornblau, but they didn't know that that was his uncle. They didn't even know that.
That's right. Ed Graham, a white quarterback.
Yeah,
Graham. So
yeah,
right. So this is the people missing. And then too, I believe it's not the nursing program, the science program. You know, we have a whole different nationality of people, from Indians to all different Asian, a whole group at the HBCUs.
Right.
This is a foundation. And at this point in time, like Carl was saying earlier, you have to deal with people that has connections around the world, and people that can that can deal with people around the world to bring the funds into the HBCU. But like Carl was saying, and this guy was saying, you, half the time you don't know where the money's going to go. Thank God that Dylan Sanders had an opportunity to see where everything is going, put his hands on it, like, no, we're going to make sure this is done. We're going to make sure this is done. That's done.
We're going to make sure they eat steak. See, they take our steak money to give us some sweatsuits. Dylan Sanders is making sure they're going to eat the steaks for the game. They taking our sweatsuits and feeding us number threes and quarter pounders and Whoppers Juniors.
Right.
They riding the airplane.
That's the
truth. Arkansas stuff.
They riding
the airplane. We what airplane? What limo? You know,
hey,
so
get monthly stipends, man.
Man, the bar down there, they
pay
for the damn apartment.
Home,
we don't have
an
apartment. You know what you have to do at HBCU? Go talk to somebody that have an apartment, because you got to keep that cash rolling. You hear me? You got to have that calf stuff on campus so you have something to eat. Ain't nothing. They at the big school, they got out there. It's just different. It ain't their fault that we chose to go and our parents told us to go over here. You know, so you can't get mad at them. And the boys that go, I have a lot of friends I've made, you know. It ain't their fault. But we talk all this Black Power stuff. At the end of the day, where everybody at?
Right.
Yeah, all that talking.
That's cool. I have a caller. Steve's calling Stevens, the radio show. Who's calling? I guess someone hung up. Hello? Thanks for calling the Stevens, the radio show. Who's calling? Hello? Okay.
This is Dr. Robin Twyman.
Dr. Robert.
Robin.
Where are you from?
Twyman.
Robin. Okay, Dr. Robert. Okay, where are you from, doctor?
I'm here in Houston, in the Houston area.
Okay.
Martian of world fame from 81, 85.
Oh. Okay.
Oh,
World fame. I was in the world fame from 81, 85. Is that Deborah?
I love it. Welcome.
That's beautiful. Thanks for calling the Students Radio Show. Talk to us. Tell us something good. What do you think about what's going on with the topic tonight? What do you think about that?
Well, that's what I'm just trying to chime in right now. Unfortunately, I'm a little late, but just trying to see what's going on. I saw Deborah was in and saw what was going on, so I said, let me chime in and see what was happening. I've always supported one of us.
Now we're talking. That's what's been lacking for a long time. We have to keep it going, though. It's been sporadic, right, in a sense, right? So we were just kind of given, in a sense, what Deion Sanders, Coach Sanders, Coach Prime is doing in Jackson State. We're saying the organic viewpoint of a full-time enrolled student versus athlete, Coach Prime, and what he's saying about the Presley SWAC, even though we know technically he didn't go to a SWAC university, but at the same time what he's been – his promoting and his from his heart and giving back, you know, we have to give him a badge somewhere in there. We have to give him something. We got to give him the credit, his due diligence, right?
Okay. I'm not opposed to what Coach Prime is doing at Jackson. I would say the number one thing that he's doing more than anything else is drawing attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's sometimes attention can be a good thing, and sometimes attention can be a bad thing. It depends on the perspective of depends on what the perspective of how one perceives that attention.
I love it.
You know, that being said, about attention, you have to make sure your motives are true and genuine. You can't just say you want to draw attention so you can just get the big light on you. You have to genuinely care about the young men and young women that are there that are affected. And people are not just being affected in Johnson. People are being affected across the SWAC itself. I think one of the number one things that's I would say not a problem, but that's the eerie thing, if everybody thinks the SWAC is this hurt and pump. And yes, we do need a lot of things with the SWAC. Don't get me wrong. But don't take it that we are this desolate group of institutions that we don't have anything going on for. Don't think we can't go out and network with your Walmarts, your Targets, and your other places. We've probably been knocking on those doors. They just weren't answering the door. Much less
right.
Answering the door, going to see who's at the door. Because he's drawing attention, now we're able to get into the least, into the room to talk to some of those people and see if we can get some things happening. A lot of those places just didn't want to talk because they didn't want to deal with it. He's putting attention on us right now. Well, we can deal with some of those things. So, you know, it's good and bad both ways.
Well,
that's one perspective of it that I have.
Right.
Hello?
So very well said. Let me ask you guys a question. Doctor, are you available to join the show next week, Tuesday?
Same time?
Yes. Same time, yes. Yes,
yes.
8 o'clock,
okay.
If you can do that. Okay, I'm going to do a part two because, like I said,
he's
I'm going to leave the show.
It'll be 7 o'clock for him. It'll be 7 o'clock.
Okay, 7 o'clock.
He's
so giving him
Houston,
in 7:30.
So 7 o'clock for him. Yeah.
Correct.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm going to do a part two because I'm not even halfway through for us where we need to be at for the show. But we'll do a part two. I want you to come in as a special guest. If you can, just come
That's
in.
Fine.
Come in and... Yeah, and I'm going to have to close the show out here, but we're going to set it up, and Miss Deborah, I guess you talked to the doctor about the top of the show and whatnot tomorrow.
Right.
That's good. Okay.
Right, because I'm glad he came on because that missing portion of the things that the schools, the SWAC schools have been getting is the bands. So we got to get back to that.
Yes.
Because there's
yes.
a lot
we're
of things that the band brought. Yeah. So that would be great.
We're going to bring it back in because at the end of the day,
okay.
there's a lot of people around the world don't have the understanding of an HBCU, how it operates,
right.
The historic
right.
part of it, and the brand and value of it. So we're going to get back into that,
right.
guys. I have to log you guys off. Thanks again to
okay.
everyone coming
on. I appreciate that, but I want to drop one quick little caveat in that Deborah was saying. What Prime
yes,
is doing ahead. And Prime is bringing what Coach
Hello.
Prime is doing and bringing the attention about. I was marching in 81, 85 in the World Fame. I've been to Japan twice. I've been on a Coke commercial. Prop and Coach Rob was doing those things. It
Thank
just
you.
Wasn't at the flamboyancy of what he's doing.
Because we didn't have social media.
And we did not have social media. But I toured across the world. I was at All-Star Games. We did those things. And
right.
he can't act like what he's doing is something brand new that hasn't never been done.
Hello.
He's
Hello.
Won a championship. And I say,
okay.
Well,
we're
championship.
Well,
so
I'll
let it go on that, and I'll be happy to chime in with you guys on next week. I'll just look for your stuff to be put out, and I'll chime back in.
Thank
okay,
you so much, Dr.
Okay,
Facebook
me
really
so I can
see
you. Okay, Facebook me.
Okay,
all right.
Ms. Gibson, I'm going to let you guys
uh-huh,
go.
Uh-huh,
I'm going to get off. And
okay.
We'll do a part
okay.
two.
Okay.
Thank you guys for chiming in. And hope. Okay. Carlos, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to talk to you in a little bit. Guys, hope you enjoyed the show. We'll meet next week. Thanks.